الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Getting on with the subject of namaz, which is a very, very important thing, and we all should make dua that Allah puts it in our hearts, that we realize the great importance of namaz, and that we make it an object of our life, that I must become a namazi. A namazi, how Allah Ta'ala wants me to be. Like that, alhamdulillah, all of us are performing namaz, but perhaps not so regularly, or if we are regularly, not with that devotion and concentration, we are still lacking very much. Namaz is that great ibadat that Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who always had his direct contact with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but even if the wind just blew a little bit more stronger, he would rush to the masjid, make namaz, and ask for Allah ta'ala for protection. So namaz is that means which Allah has given us, by which we make that contact with Allah ta'ala. And we think for ourselves also, all of us, we had problems in our lives, various halat, conditions came, at which juncture did we go to the masjid, or even just on the musalla, and we ask and we turn to Allah, that Ya Allah, this difficulty, this problem, you sort it out for me. So really it should come like a natural thing. And we read in the lives of the pious, for almost any matter, they would resort to namaz. Any difficulty, resort to namaz. Perhaps we, in our normal procedure, any problem comes, then we think of the, according to the world, what the solution is. Medical problem, we'll go to a doctor, and no problem, Shariat has allowed it, there's no problem. Some other problem, we go to somebody else. Did we ever think that the problem can be solved by Allah, and we should turn to Allah Ta'ala? And really, if there is time, if there's an emergency, medical thing, then you will rush to the hospital, rush to the doctor. But when there is time to turn to namaz. And at least if there isn't time, that our hearts turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Like for example also, we are driving, we got lost, and we got our GPS where is our first attention? To get our GPS, or first that we, Allah, you guide me. You show me the right way. And sometimes the GPS also takes us on different routes also. So whether we turn to Allah tabarak ta'ala. So namaz is that ibadat, and as we had mentioned, namaz, Allah Ta'ala did not make it faraz on the earth. Allah called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to him, and there Allah Ta'ala made namaz faraz. And namaz is a faraz that more than, as we understand a faraz, if we can take it in the context that it is a great gift for us. If a person has got, he wants to go to the doctor, go to the lawyer, but he needs an appointment, and he can't get an appointment, and he asks somebody else to try and intervene, make some arrangement, I get an appointment, etc. But namaz is an appointment with Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, we don't have to turn to anyone, any help, on your own, wherever you are. In a masjid, all the better. But otherwise, even at home, otherwise just on the side of the road, wherever, but that we turn to namaz, and namaz becomes part of our lives. And if many of us see our problems are not getting solved. We tried many things, but ask ourselves, did we try namaz? The ayat yesterday we recited, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, inna salata tanha, namaz will stop us, protect us, fahsha wal munkar. That namaz is that it will, all these evil things in our lives, and everyone, whatever bad habits we have got, we want to get rid of them. But did we ever try namaz, that we ask Allah, that namaz will stop us from that. So let me make namaz, and namaz, and namaz will stop me from my laziness. Namaz will stop me from my eyes which are not under control. That I make namaz and I ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So namaz is that great gift which Allah has given. And namaz also should be made with jamaat. For as namaz for man, the namaz must be made with jamaat and all the other conditions which come. Otherwise, a person is excused also if his health does not permit, very far from a masjid, etc. But still, the desire to be within namaz. And we should not make it on our own. Like a person, when he read the ayat, inna salata tanha, that namaz, and he used the Urdu word there, that namaz you must read alone. Inna salata tanha. Namaz you must read alone. So they asked him, why are you reading alone? He says, Allah says you must read namaz alone. Inna salata tanha. So this type, a lot of other things also, we do, we make many mistakes like this also. We have in our mind a certain meaning of a word, and that what the actual meaning of that word is, we don't find out, and we just apply that meaning which we have got. Now, while the talk is being given, each one of us, what we have got in our mind, according to that, we are understanding. Ulama say that when we go for a deeni talk, the adab amongst it is we clean our mind. We don't go with preconceived ideas, etc. Then you will get the full benefit. But if we got a preconceived mind already, like for example, we are just going to pass time, or we're just going to hear what is being said, or we go with a critical mind that we're going for fault finding. And one person comes to learn, to benefit, a world of difference to what the two will get. So all according to our intention, what we have, according to that we will get also. So the whole Quran Sharif also, and the whole of Deen and our life, our relationship with each and every person in our daily lives, depends a lot on what attitude we have got. So yeah, in this ayat, in the 18th surah, the beginning, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Mu'mineen have become already successful. And then Allah mentions a number of conditions. The first one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Those people who have got khushu, khudu, concentration, devotion, humility, humbleness in their namaz. That is the first condition. From where we also understand that the other conditions will flow naturally if this condition is fulfilled. If namaz is there, then all the others also, all the other conditions which Allah has mentioned here will also come. And Allah ends all these conditions with again, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ All those who protect and guard their namazes. That is, they make them not only on time, but with all the requisites also. And all this here, what we are trying to explain, are the very basics in our lives. Namaz is the most basic. And for namaz, istinja. Istinja is a very basic thing. But these things usually don't appeal to us. Like people say, make their criticism, the world has reached the moon. And you, Maulvis, you people are still in istinja masala. Then where the world has gone, but you are still busy with istinja masala. But for us, hopefully, all of us, we understand that is the most important, and it is the most basic, and it has to be done in the most correct way. If that is not in order, then how are we going to move front? Then our wuzu also is a basic thing, and we take it also for granted. Some of our friends who say they spoke to students of the madrasa in the higher classes where they are supposed to have done all the basics in the past. But when they come here, they still don't know the faraiz, etc., the basics. One jamaat that went out, the Amir asked them that how many faraiz in ghusl? When you make ghusl, how many faraiz are there? And we also should think now, do I know the number of faraiz also? So they all gave different answers. He was very, very saddened also. that they don't know that. One said three, so he got happy, he knows. So he asked him, tell them, what are the three farais? So he said, you must have hot water, towel, soap, etc. So really, we might laugh, take it as a joke, but really our basics, we are still very, very scanty, and we have forgotten a lot. And we are short of a lot of things, of the basic things. So all these basic things, if Allah Ta'ala makes it, it comes into our lives. And then the other big things, the deeper things will come. But at least the very basic things. And what can be more basic than namaz? And for namaz, then istinja and wudu, and wudu, and wudu. So these are very, very important things which we should try and bring into our lives. And the world can go where they want to, but we know that our success is in our deen, and we get the basics of our deen. One important point also, we have mentioned it, again we will mention it, that if all of us can all the time, not by all the time, mean mostly, make this dua, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulubana ala deenik. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, Sarrif Qulubana ala deenik. That change our hearts, and that our iman remains protected. Because today, nobody is safe. Maulana Saleem Dhorat Sahib, Damat Barakatum, what a great sheikh, what ulum, taqwa, etc., everything. He says he called his very close people, which I assume must be his khulafa, his very close people. And he told them, see, if you see one day that I'm gone off track, leave me alone, but carry on with deen. Because the things that are happening today, we don't know where a person can just get caught up in the wrong thing. So, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked that what was the most common dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make in the house. Said all the time, like walking, sitting around, everything, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Sabbit Qalbi ala Deenik. When Allah's Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no doubt that he, where is the position of Allah's Nabi? But he is making this dua, then where are we? And at the same time, I ask myself, all of us ask, how much do we really make this dua? And then when now at a time which prompts us to make a mention of this and become concerned about it, almost every now and then we just getting some news that terrible conditions of the Muslims, our youngsters, in the month of Ramadan, what is happening, people becoming, waliyazu billah, murtad, Allah save us completely, what conditions we are all facing. And as we also mentioned, our deen is again that very basic. It's not a very trimmings and made very difficult and hard. Very straight. What a beauty and a dua. Just make this dua. And duas are actually from the heart. But even the verbal, it also has got great value by Allah Ta'ala. So, oh Allah, you keep us, our family, our progeny, our people, town people, everyone, you keep us on deen. Allah, or you keep us sabit qadam, you keep us on deen, on iman we stay. And then we are continuously bombarded, in fact, that what we get news, these gunas are being committed, those gunas are being committed. And how much we speak to our youngsters or to any person. Nobody is just prepared to listen. It doesn't make sense. So the only real solution is, again, that very basic thing, but as somebody has said that things which are very common sense is gone so common that it doesn't make sense anymore. So this is our condition. So this, that Allah changes the heart of that person. How much I will speak to a person, you speak to a person, if Allah just changes the heart, and the hearts are, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, between the fingers of Rahman. In other words, Allah just changes, and the heart itself is such a thing that just changes all the time. It doesn't, spiritually also, the heart is not all the time in one condition. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum came and said that when we are in your majlis, our hearts are in a different condition. When we go home with our families, we sit and talk, then they are in a different condition. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's a natural thing. It will keep on happening. If you were all the time in that, then malaika would be making salam to you, etc. So the heart keeps on changing also. Therefore, we have to be also more concerned. Hazrat Maulana Ahmed Muhammad Sahib Pratapgari rahmatullah alayhi says that I keep a very strong check on my heart, and the doors of my heart I keep closed that other things mustn't come into my heart. Today, just while sitting, you're thinking, and what a thought comes in your mind, and the next you find you are making a booking, and the next you find you are gone somewhere already. It's just a thought. If it's for a good thing, alhamdulillah. But if it was something else, you don't know, that thought just comes. You're just going through something, browsing through something, talking with somebody, and a thought comes to you. So therefore, we have to continuously be making this dua. And then the heart itself also, it's made such a way that it keeps on changing. One good friend of us, of ours, Allah grant him Jannah, many years ago, he went for a checkup to the doctor, normal. Everything was perfect. Heart checked up, all the details, the doctor did the checkups. As he walked out and onto the pavement, he got a heart attack. Mm-hmm. So, just now what it was and now what it is. Mm-hmm. So, that is how the heart changes. So, we also, many of us, that I go for my annual checkup. Take care, it's the system you go, but that is not your guarantee at all. On that one time, a family member had passed away young. He passed away young. He was about 53. Other family members in that area, younger, they got worried that he passed away so young. We also must have ourselves checked up, and we must get our priorities and our imaniyat in order. All this dunya's checkups, doctors, that's not the real answer. We usually focus on that. So anyway, the one told the other one, cousin, let's go and see a very top doctor. So they went and see that doctor. The doctor checked up both. Then he told the one who wanted to come, he told him that you are okay. But this friend of yours, he asked him, who drove? He said, he drove. He said, how could he be driving? He's in such a condition that he can just get a massive heart attack and it can be a mort attack. His condition is like that. So he told him, anyway, when you go back now, don't tell him anything and don't let him drive. They were living out somewhere in the farm. So they went and he drove. And then when they got home, he said, this is what the doctor says. He says, but I don't feel anything whatsoever. I'm quite normal. So he asked his wife. Wife said also, I don't see anything wrong with you, but take a second opinion. By then the doctor's phone came. If you don't come in tomorrow and for a bypass, you are in very big danger. Anyway, next day he went to another doctor, cousin doctor, and he asked him, the doctor checked him up, everything. He says, I don't see anything wrong with you. Did you go running to the doctor that your pressure was very high or something? He says, no, just the normal we went. So then he said, no, I don't see anything wrong with you. Anyway, that doctor passed away. He's still living till today. And the doctor has passed away. So this is what the condition is. So we depend, but how this condition, the heart is like that. And we must be more concerned. That is, that it changes the our heart, physical condition also. One minute it can be very good, next minute it can be, there are people, doctors say your heart is functioning only 30%, only 20%. They're still living, and others who's functioning 100%, they are dying. So it's not at all in our hands also. But spiritually we have to be very, very worried. And especially in these days with the cell phone and what we are being bombarded with it, or our youngsters, they meet with their other friends all the time. And not only that, we say they were going in different environments, but in our own environment, who they meet, what their cousins they are mixing with, and where they are going there. Children who are in a madrasa. And they just, for example, they're not boarding, or even today in, they're boarding in the madrasa. The cell phone is everywhere. or if they're not boarding just one billboard, and what a message it can just pass through into you. Anything, they're mixing at home, where there is a no parda generally in our homes, even the homes that we regard as Sharia compliant, but no real proper parda, and then lot of other things also, the discussions we take place mostly of dunya. So a person's heart is all the time. So this dua is very, very important for us. And Allah give us tawfiq to make it sincerely. And for ourselves, our immediate families, the whole ummah at large. And we make dua for whole of Allah's creation, jinn and man. Allah give us all iman. And Allah Ta'ala keep us all on the correct path. One very important dua also, Allah give us all tawfiq. That Allah give us all jinn and man who are presently living in the world. That Allah give us all that iman and Islam which Allah wants from us. Because today there is a very lot of brands of Islam. So just having the title of Islam, that is not enough. But that which Allah wants from us. And we make dua that Allah uses us as a means for that. Anyway, just making that dua, what thawabs we will get. That we make that and Allah, oh Allah, you make us the means for that. We might be carrying on with our normal things, our normal day-to-day lives. But that is our niyat. We don't know how Allah will use us for all these, for the hidayat of mankind. Allah Ta'ala's system works very strange also. So Allah give us tawfiq to make that dua regularly also. So this namaz, if we will make that, we will gain this 100% success if our namazes come right. And we look after our namazes. Namaz, as we see in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stressed this importance so much, like it is like the position of a head in a body. You'll get a body without an arm, without both arms, without a leg, without both legs, without both arms also. But a living body without a head, that you won't find. However, Allah's Qudrat is so great. Shaykh Ahmed Sarhindi, rahmatullah alayh, when they fought the Sikhs, and one of them had made a derogatory remark about our Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. His head was cut. While his head was cut, he went with his sword and his spear and he threw it at him and killed him. But this is a karamat, it's not a day-to-day thing, it doesn't happen all the time. And for those who have got the true love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for them, they cannot tolerate any insult on any of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum themselves, how they lived, they couldn't tolerate the slightest difficulty, slightest for anyone else. They would die, but they wouldn't drink water. Give it to the next person, give it to the next person. And all this year, we also have to try and develop within ourselves all this feeling for the whole ummah, and especially for our deen, and especially for these great, great people of our deen, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the king and master of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Today a general trend is also with interfaith meetings, etc., to be tolerant with everyone. That anyone passes any remark also about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, no, we must be tolerant. Anyone, the whole, everyone, and all these are just a matter of how we see it. We get caught up in a gathering, where we are gathered, and everyone is talking from a dunya's point of view. So there it's natural, must have peace with everyone. No matter what people say, how they talk about our elders and our akabir or whatever. No, we must have peace. And one is to have this attitude, our deen comes first. And then it's a complete opposite thing completely. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we see everything from a deeni point of view. And that is really how we should see things, from a deeni point of view and not from dunya's point of view, not to keep the peace with everyone. We even want to make peace with shaitan then. Make peace with everyone. But no, we must try and keep that are the priorities of our deen. They are the first and most important. We have to see things from the akhirat point of view, where we are finally going. And we just have to think also. The famous hadith, the famous five questions on the day of Qiyamah, that your time, where did you spend it? And then about your youth. Now just think about us, if we are now interrogated about our youth, where we spend each moment and each minute of our time. And we are being interrogated by somebody who knows exactly what you were doing. How we will be able to answer. And it comes that this is the general system. We ask Allah that without Hisab Kitab, Allah Ta'ala makes our maghfirat. That Allah Ta'ala be kind and merciful. Our du'as are there. But the system which Allah Ta'ala has made, that we won't be able to move from there. And especially our whole life's time. Today, if we just have to think of one day, my past hour, then many times we talk something, where was I then? And we start thinking, what was I doing at that time? Where was I at that time? Then the whole lifetime that we will have to answer for, what will be our condition? So, one person gave a very beautiful example. He said that there was a king who was on his dying bed, and the king made this wasiyat that when I die, the person who is prepared to sleep with me in the qabr the first night to keep me company, he must get half of my kingdom. So he called his children all, and I told them, this I have done. I asked them, will you people do what I say? They said, whole life we were doing whatever you told us. So we will oblige, we will do. So he said, this is, he said, we will do it. Then he asked the other half, who must we give it to? The person who is prepared to sleep with me the first night in the qabr. So the announcement was made. One poor person was so poor, who possessed nothing, no home, nothing, no wife, children, nothing. He just sleeps wherever he gets placed, under a tree, wherever. And all he had was a sickle to cut grass, which is made of a wooden handle and a steel blade. And he had a piece of string. He should cut grass and then bind it up and come and sell it. With that, he should get his two rotis, his little meal, humble little meal. And this is how he was living. So he thought, this is the ideal time for me to become the richest man in the country. Because when I'll get half the kingdom, the other half is going to be shared. So I'm the richest man, and I'll have everything. So he volunteered that I will sleep the first night. They all, whatever they want him, we are frightened to pass the Qabristan at night. We are frightened to stay near the Qabristan if our house is. People sell their plots, who got plots near the Qabristan, and to go and sleep in the Qabr. So, and this is just a story. It is not that really happened, but for us to take the lesson, and the lesson is very important. So anyway, the king died. They called him, then they buried him with. So the malaika came, just for us to take lesson, not actually. So the malaika said, we always get one customer. Today there are two customers. So who do we attend to first? So they said, well, the one who died, he can't go anywhere. He's going to stay here. But the one who's living, he can get away. So let's start with him first. So they questioned him, that what did you have in your life? So like every person, we are such that anyone asks us, no matter how rich, I got nothing. We think of somebody else, what they have got. So I've got nothing. So he said, I had nothing. He said, no, think you must have something. He thought. Then he said, only the sickle I had and the string. That's all I had. So he said, okay, leave the string one side. Sickle is made of two parts, the blade and the handle. Leave the blade one side. Only let's start with the handle. Where did you get this handle from? Now, he couldn't remember at all when he got it, and genuinely couldn't after now. And you start perspiring from all sides when you're under examination and under question. You're not in your proper frame of mind also. So anyway, thinking, he said, some 30, 40 years ago, I was walking through a jungle from a tree. I broke this branch and I carved and I made out the handle. So, whose land was that? Did you have permission to take it from that tree? And when you carved it out, you must have used some tools, even primitive tools. But you must have used something in order to make it into a handle. Where did you get all the tools, whatever stones, whatever you might have used? So just in that one answer which he did not complete, it was the morning already. Whole night went just in answering that. And this is just to give us an idea that on Qiyamah Day, each one, we will be questioned like this. And we'll be questioned by Allah Ta'ala. And there will be no interpreter in between, no lawyer in between. And we will have to answer. So they dug him out and they took him out again. And they had a red carpet tree of a whole reception for him. So he said, "Nay, Reba, I don't need this in my life. If I couldn't answer for that one handle and for the half of the kingdom, and on Qiyamah Day I will have to answer. So how will I answer?" So the story is just like that. It's not a genuine story, but the moral and lesson of it, that is important for us to take. We'll also have to answer for each and everything. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to prepare. So anyway, namaz is the great gift of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala gave on the occasion of Mi'raj, and which we spoke a little bit, and as we said, the details cannot be covered. Alhamdulillah, 11 o'clock period also we do about namaz, and all that also is just to make us aware. And really, if we take it within ourselves and we become conscious of it, and we work towards it, that what is an ideal namaz, and where am I as far as my namaz is concerned? One buzurg, he was asked that, "How do you make namaz?" He explained, "For the past 30 years, when I make namaz, it is as though I'm standing on pul sirat. Beneath me is Jahannam. In front of me is Jannah. The pans of the scale are there. Qiyamah scene is there. And in this way I make my namaz." Now what is his namaz? And if we, one namaz, if we get some idea about deen, so we are still very, very far. And namaz is the real solution to all our problems. A person who makes his namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that all his gunas fall off him. Like in autumn, all the leaves fall off the tree. If we make our namazes, all the gunas that we perhaps had committed from one namaz to the other, by the next namaz, and how fortunate are those people, their maut came, and up to their maut, their last namaz also they had performed it. Performed it with jamaat also. Sometimes it was the imam and he passed away after the namaz. And also all the sins have been forgiven. Namaz is that great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala by which all our sins get forgiven. Ulama, buzurgani, deen say, when you get tawfiq of the next namaz, it's a sign your previous namaz was accepted. So Allah gave you the tawfiq of this namaz also. So namaz is that at which we can gauge ourselves also. Namaz is that which makes our rozi easy for us. A person who is regular with his namaz, and the important thing again that we try in, a perfect namaz, who can make a perfect namaz? But that we upgrade it all the time. By then, little bit effort of dunya, there, little bit, just some buying, selling also, anything. And Allah will put so much of barakat. And one important point that I remember, inshallah it will be beneficial for all of us, with regard to dua, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, and namaz also, this namaz which Allah gives us, and if we make a namaz, what are we gaining? Our mind is not on there. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, vast majority of us, we're not so enthusiastic about dua. He says the reason for that is we have asked lot of things, but we haven't seen it accepted. Had we asked what we wanted and it came always, we should just spend our time in dua all the time. Nobody should go to shop. Nobody should go and do anything. We just make dua for this chicken I want today, chicken comes. Today I want mutton comes. Today I want this clothes come. If that was the case, everyone. But Allah gives us with duas and with namaz, that which we cannot expect also, which we cannot hope for also. And what a beautiful example Maulana gives, that a person, a beggar, goes out begging. Now he is used to, in our system, perhaps a 2 rand coin, 1 rand coin, perhaps a 5, perhaps sometimes a 10 rand or something like that, but just some coins. And just those simple coins. Somebody gave him gold coins, which he never saw and he doesn't know about. So he says, this person, what he gave me, and he throws it away. Because he expects the 50 cents, 1 rand, that he knows as coins. And today our money is also so, with all haram things, that even on our money days, murat. Our money, the value of money and that is the thing. But the money also got murat. Anyway, so he is used to that. So he throws it away. But what is the value of the gold coin? Like that, Maulana says, you made dua for something. And Allah gave you tawfiq of making 2 rakats of namaz. Now, me, any one of us perhaps, what will we think, what is this namaz? What I asked for? I asked for a pair of shoes. In my eyes, a pair of shoes is more valuable than that namaz. That I wasn't up to now making salatul hajah. I wasn't making ishraq namaz. Or just a nafil namaz. Just a nafil namaz. Allah gave me tawfiq after the dua to make that nafil namaz. That what is a gold coin compared to just ordinary little coins? And this namaz, what a thing! But we don't regard it as that. If we realize that duas definitely are accepted, and so much so that those duas which Allah accepted in the form that Allah is going to give the reward of it on the day of Qiyamah, then the person will wish there that yea, in this dunya, not one of his duas was accepted. And all, so duas are definitely accepted. So namazes are also accepted. So much so, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that the type of namaz that we are making, even just carry on, that is also better than not making namaz. And just giving up namaz, that is worse, but make our namaz. At the same time also, we also must not just judge other people. We must judge that this person is making namaz like this. We are very, very easily judgmental. That this person always comes last minute, he's gone first, etc. This person doesn't make his namaz, etc. We don't know. And how many instances are referred to that we see people that outwardly what their condition was, but when reality came to be known, they were so great, great people, so pious people. So we don't know, and we have to worry about ourselves. We must worry about ourselves. So Allah give us tawfiq, So this namaz, Allah make it that the reality of it comes in us. And the main thing that will make it come into us is also dua. And also namaz is a thing. Ask ourselves also, by we see in the khanqahs of the Buzurgan-e-Deen of before, the people should practice the namaz. 2 rakats, another 2 rakats, to try and bring that namaz correct, and to try and get more and more concentration. Did we ever make such a practice to correct our namaz? Namaz we are making, alhamdulillah, Allah has given it to us, we are making, but really, that namaz must become an actual namaz. Our car we buy, one small thing, it's not right. We'll go out of our way to get it also. And not right, just an addition, which is just make the car not even look smarter, put it more in the eyes of the crooks. Or just that our some desire of ours that we want to fulfill. I want this also in my house. I want this in my bathroom. I want this in my garden. And we work for those things. But for our deen generally, for namaz particularly, how much do we really work that I must improve on my namaz and I must make my namaz better? A few incidents just to give us some idea that how our Buzurgani deen valued namaz. Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, went for Hajj. With him was the Khadim, Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib, Pratapgari, Rahmatullah Ali. On one occasion, it rained so much, that the road in front of the house had literally become a river. It was going, what force the water was going. Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib, at that time a young man still, he said today definitely Maulana won't go to Haram for namaz. He'll make namaz at home, Isha namaz, it was for Isha. So So, because that is permission, Shariat has given permission in such condition. Read namaz, and the announcements are made from the masjid that make namazes at home today. Today it is too difficult. In some countries, we visited nearby countries on such occasions. For example, Maghrib time, they make Isha also. Too much rain today. So people can't come back for Isha. So Maghrib and Isha together, they make it one time. They make announcement over the mic that read namazes at your home. But the permission is there, but not for just small things like that. And it rains, the rain stops also. But at that time, just before Isha namaz time, it had rained so much and this river, like a river was flowing. So Maulana, as soon as Azan went, he prepared wuzu. And he told Maulana also, you also make wuzu. Then they went, he said, let us take an extra lota of water, that when we get to the masjid, our feet will be soiled. We will wash them again. They took the umbrella also, and that water also, and now they are walking. And when they came about halfway of that road, which was like this river, and the stones were coming like bullets hitting at their legs with that force of the water. And Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib was about to fall. And Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib caught him quickly and lifted. So he said, now he say, let's go back home. But they went and they made namaz. Now we, Shariat gives permission on such occasions. But ask ourselves, this is just encouragement that when they could do so much, where are we and what do we do? Maulana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Saharanpur also, on one occasion he was just going to Deoband, which is about half an hour away, and a bus you can go by, train you can go by, other forms of transport. He's so much of preparation about weeks before, that which bus goes, what time, where will we get this namaz, where will we get that namaz, that no namaz must be left out without jamaat. And in the masjid, though when you're on a journey, you can on the side of the road, by a filling station, you can make you on a journey. But how, until today, alhamdulillah, for our inspiration, there are such people who we know that when they go on a journey, they also make all that will make our zuhr at this place, asr at that place, and we'll make it in the masjid. And there's so much of benefit with all this. So how much of precaution they take for namaz. Maulana As'ad Madani Rahmatullah Ali once went to the UK, and he took the plane, he reached late at night. Isha namaz was finished in winter, Isha is so early there, and everywhere the masjid namaz is finished, everyone you know has finished his namaz. Maulana kept on looking for somebody with whom he can make jamaat namaz. And we, with the slightest excuse, we give up our jamaat namaz that we can make on our own. And when we make on our own, we know what is the quality of our namaz also. So how these buzurgani deen, and they, one time, Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they traveled to in Rajasthan, Jaipur. And the person who was hosting them was also a new person. He wasn't long there. So he also wasn't organized, etc. So he had arranged them for them to sleep at some place, a lodge-like, but also it was not in good condition at all. Lights, they weren't working. The smell was not good. Anything. There wasn't proper food. So when they got there and they were hungry, and they were tired also. They wanted to sleep, and they were extremely hungry, tired also. So the other two sathis with Maulana, they went and arranged some food, etc. When they came back, they found Maulana was not there. Then afterwards, they carried on, they ate, they slept, everything. Fajr time, before they got up, Maulana went already and he went to the masjid. That masjid, which they didn't know, but in that time, when they were arranging the food, Maulana went and checked out where's the nearest masjid. So that Fajr time, we can be there at the masjid. And then that masjid also, to get to the masjid, there were stairs also leading, and some different ways. Now, which is this, all that Maulana found out for his Fajr is made properly with Jamaat in the masjid. How they went out of the way. And we read also of it endlessly. And on the other hand, we see our condition that with small excuses, we miss our Jamaat. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that namaz, every aspect of namaz, that we work on it, make it the object of our lives, and that we use and we make namaz whenever we have to make namaz, we make our namaz. And definitely Allah Ta'ala, on whatever our quality of namaz also is, but Allah Ta'ala then His help comes also. And Allah Ta'ala aids us also, but that we bring this and make it an object. And as Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, we make this effort in the whole ummah. That the whole ummah, at least one faraz of Allah Ta'ala, we can make alive. If we can achieve that, or even just how much more we can move in this direction, we will have achieved a very, very great thing. And if the whole, if namaz is so valuable, the whole of deen comes alive, what to say? What all the people, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people are hearing about Islam, people are reading about Islam, people want to see Islam. And when this namaz will come, and Allahu Akbar. Also, one incident comes to mind. Think that how our elders, what concentration and devotion they had. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, rahmatullah alayh, two incidents, how much time we have. He was invited to, before the formation of Pakistan, to Jalandhar in Punjab. For a program like we invite ulama, come give Juma bayan, talks, bayans, etc. So Maulana came from there to fetch Maulana, and it was a long journey, and the train traveling by train. In between, the train changes the engine also, and where it changed the engine, it's a long time. It's a big stop then, a long stop. So it was Fajr time, so they started Fajr namaz. There were a few other people with also. When they started Fajr, naturally, they told Maulana, you make imamat. And here, Maulana started Friday morning, it was Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Dahar. In the meantime, the engine got changed. And the whistle blew off for the train. And then the hootah, the beep that they make, the conductor came by them and told them, train is about to move. Maulana carried on with his namaz. And the other satis, they went, because the goods also on the train, and Shariat permits at such a time. So when they finished, the train was gone already. Then Maulana, forgetting Maulana's name, Maulana Khair Muhammad, most probably, Khair Muhammad, he told Madani Rahmatullah Ali that on such an occasion, to make your namaz short, Shariat permits it fully. You made whole Alif Lam Mim Sajda Surah Dahar, and we are Musafir, and the train is leaving. So he said, I also know that masala. And at such a time, we are permitted to break our namaz also. But he said, Wallah, I did not even hear that the whistling of the train, the conductor coming to announce, I did not even know one bit of that also. How he was engrossed in namaz. And Maulana Madani Rahmatullah, I spoke to his grandson about this one time. So he said, Maulana was a person totally immersed in his namaz. When he was in namaz, he knew nothing what is happening around him. And he said a little bit of that was in his wife. And then in Maulana Asad Madani, that how they were encrossed in their namaz. So on another occasion, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali was making his sunnat at home, which is also sunnat, to make your sunnat. But today, ulama say we should make it in the masjid, because we are lazy also, and then we miss also, and people also think bad, this person is not making his sunnat, so if we don't make it in the masjid. Ulama advise that we should make the sunnat in the masjid, sunnat in it. But actually, sunnat should be also be made at home. And in the houses in UP, generally, for their meals also, they got like a little raised platform where they will sit for namazes also, chabutra, they have in the house and there. So Maulana was making his namaz there, and while he was making namaz, and he, Maulana loved greenery also quite a bit. So there were just shrubs and things growing there, and creepers. There were some creepers also. While he was making namaz, the house lady saw a snake from the creeper, and about 30 centimeters, 12 inches away from Maulana's head. So, So they made a big noise. And they were only ladies, they couldn't handle the situation. They called some people from the road to come in and try. They killed the snake. And in that, what a hue and cry will take place. We hear somebody with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu min fazail amal also. And with all that, when the monarch carried on with his namaz, when he finished his namaz, he saw some of those leaves, etc., of that creepers lying around. And he got but angry, upset. Who broke this? Why they broke this? They said, Maulana, Allah have pity on you. Don't you know what happened? He asked, what happened? He said, there was a snake right above your head. And they broke this. And still cool and calm, he took his walk to the masjid to go and make his namaz with Jamaat. If it was us, we would perhaps go to bed. That what could have happened to me? And what could have happened? And this is, we are definitely far. But let us not just imagine, let us try, at least think that how much we have to try and be regular with our namaz, how we can get our concentration and devotion in namaz. Namaz is that great, we make our five times namaz, it comes in the hadith, it's like a person who takes a bath in five streams, how he gets pure and clean of gunas. Namaz will purify us. Namaz will give, as our Shaykh, Damat Barakatum, Allah reward our Shaykh. When we come in the masjid, the dua is, Allahumma inni as'aluka min rahmatik. I ask of your rahmat. That is now, and mainly in the masjid we come for, is the ibadat of namaz. So we make our namaz. Also with namaz, it comes in the hadith. If we can sit a few minutes before namaz, after namaz, don't just come last minute and we just join. And the first, after salam, up and we are gone again. While we are sitting, the malaika make dua for you. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy on him, etc. Malaika make dua. Mawlana Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh always should come early and sit. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, you always come early and you sit. He says, I'm getting the duas of the malaik. What yaqeen they had that the malaika now at this time, and our own duas, we know what our condition is. But you get the duas of the malaika. So if we come a little bit early and we get the duas of the malaika, so Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to work more and more. And our Anwarul Salah, which we are having, Mi'rajul Mu'mineen, which we are having, and besides that, all ulama have written a lot on namaz. How much we can. And fadaili namaz, Allah reward Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and what Hazrat Darja must be. How many people have become proper namazis just by reading Hazrat's Kitab. Hazrat's Kitab, Fadail Amal, is the Ihya Ulum Deen in our time. Imam Ghazali, Rahmatullah Ali's Kitab. For our time, this is the Kitab. And how Allah's Rahmat comes down when we just read this, just to have the Kitab in the house. To read it, what great barakat and anwarat come. And mention of how many great buzurgs in this Kitab. And whenever we think of any buzurg, any zikr, talk about any buzurg, Allah's rahmat comes down. So this is happening continuously. So Allah Ta'ala, give me and us all the tawfiq that we consciously make namaz the object of our lives. Try to see, there are those, mashallah, ladies who now, still presently also, they speak that they take a check. That is deen coming into our house or is deen going out of our house? They say that we don't see the namaz as they are supposed to be. Are we eating on the floor or not? Dressing of the children all the time, old ladies. But they check, is deen coming in our house or is deen going out of our house? So all this year also, and the sign of a mu'min is his namaz. So we should be regular with our namaz. It is the differentiating thing between Muslim and non-Muslim. Of course, aqidah is on its place. But outwardly, a Muslim is regular with his namaz. And how many non-Muslims accepted Islam just because of namaz? May Allah Ta'ala, there are so many incidents of that. People, just when their workers were regular on namaz, they became Muslims also. When they came to realize, so Allah make that namaz becomes alive, and that this little contribution, hopefully by in the thought of Allah Ta'ala, on behalf of us all, that it makes us namazis, and makes namaz to come alive in the world, and the whole of deen to come alive. May Allah give us all tawfiq.